That is today's news from National Health Executive on Tuesday, the 7th of May, 2024. Messaging patients through the NHS app has saved the health service more than £1 million in the last year. That's according to new figures from NHS England. During 2023-24, 22.5 million messages were sent through the app, which would have previously been sent via text or letter. The digital overhaul of patient communications has saved the NHS £1.1 million, given the average cost of sending a text message is around 5p. The NHS app now has more than 34 million registered users, which is the equivalent of three quarters of England's adult population. The NHS has said that more updates will continue to be added to the app as time goes on. People will be able to access a world-leading new laser beam therapy treatment next month in a move that NHS chiefs believe will be game-changing for patients. The treatment can help prevent epileptic seizures without the need for invasive treatment. The NHS Specialised Services Medical Director, James Palmer, believes the new treatment option will be game-changing for patients and will offer new hope on the NHS. The treatment will be rolled out across England from June and available at London's King's College Hospital and Liverpool's Walton Centre as specialist national hubs. And a joint report from Ofsted and the Care Quality Commission has set out a number of recommendations to improve the delivery of Start for Life services. Start of Life services offer a range of services to help parents from pregnancy until their baby is 2 years old. The report, which has been commissioned by the government, found examples of good practice, but more can be done. The recommendations include ensuring the programme is promoted better across the country, committing to long-term funding, and establishing a common set of national outcomes. And that's the latest. Don't forget to like and subscribe to make sure you receive every new bulletin, and check out our stories in full on our website, nationalhealthexecutive.com.